Hello, today is December 11th, 2013. I am Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. I am a writing and art student. Today was my last day of class. I had my art history final. You guys have heard the topics we've been covering in the previous booths. I've been using Anki to study. I felt really bad because I'd stopped studying for about 2 weeks, or whenever the last time I said I studied was. But it hasn't been recently. And today, I got up this morning and I wrote the paper. And I printed out the list of exactly what images we were reviewing. And I actually felt pretty good because I'd been doing the spaced repetition method. I had actually committed all of the slides besides the last 4 or 6 we learned into my long-term memory. I didn't need to review them because I'd already learned them all the way. Even though I hadn't looked at many of them in a month and a half. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure I got an A on that one. I also, because this teacher did a really excellent job, like, she didn't just show up for work and do the bare minimum, you know, she gave lots of quizzes that were fair, she always worked really hard on her lectures, and she always had, a positive attitude even when she wasn't feeling that well. And she made the topic really fun and interesting, which can be a really boring and dry topic. I felt like I wanted to do something nice for her. So I drew her a little Christmas card with one of her favorite characters. It's Masha and the Bear. Because she's a Russian art historian and she really loves this cartoon, Masha, that she discovers when she goes over to Russia to do studies for her, like, sabbaticals and stuff. Kyra, stop jingling. So I drew her a card and then I tried to have people in the class sign it and stuff, and I think she really liked it. I tried to stay anonymous, but she figured out it was me. I'm not quite sure how. So I did that today, and we took our final, and that's officially my last class. I have a lot of very complicated feelings. I'm really relieved. I know this is the best course of action, because my future classes were not going to be with this professor or other professors of this caliber. They were going to be with that professor that did not challenge me, did not engage me with the material, and that was going to be like 9 out of my 10 classes. And a lot of it was going to be because I've seen his upper students work, just copying verbatim from photo sources. A lot of the times photo sources they don't even own the copyright to. And so, like, I know I'm making the right choice because I'm avoiding spending 8 hours a day with a professor I don't respect. But at the same time, I'm sacrificing spending 1 to 2 hours a week with professors that are really awesome to be around, like this one that I had for art history. Tomorrow starts a brand new journey. All right, thank you for listening. Bye.